Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, you think about artificial intelligence, all this Facebook and Google and all this data that they're collecting from all these different sources. And if you look who owns these things, if you read the small print, Google owns a lot of these different technologies,
yes,
taking in all this data. They got DeepThink.
We just found out DeepThink or DeepMind.
Yeah. And that's being ran by Schmidt. He used to be the president of Google, but he runs
Eric
DeepThink.
Schmidt.
Yeah, he runs DeepThink now. They just launched Google.ai. Mm. It just happened, I believe, in May or something like that. And they're convergence. They're bringing all their stuff together to be able to just do all the stuff. Well, the future war is going to be horrific because it's not like any war. I mean, we've been fighting with drones as it is. You know, the last president was sending drones out and knocking folks off. Woo. And so, but now they have the Department of Defense just released this particular video about how a plane just flying over an area. And John, it just starts spitting out little small drones.
Just tiny drones.
If you watched a fish give birth to little fish, is what it looks like. It's like the fish is just giving birth. But these things start flying, and they go all the way down and find the target, and they encircle the target.
That's amazing.
These things not only have visual and identity and GPS positioning, but they're identifying a target. But they could literally have, they could be weaponized. They could be, you know, carrying
cameras for sure.
Chemical warfare, that type of thing. They just had a prisoner escaped because they had a drone carrying all the things that they needed to escape. It carried it in, it dropped it into the yard, and the criminals escaped. And so the things that we're facing now, and this is artificial, you think about artificial intelligence, imagine now a computer deciding to send the drone after us, you know, because it decided that, you know, this particular people group is it's coming against the system. And it's just amazing. But take a look, first I want you to see this before you hear from Elon Musk, who's at the National Governors Association speaking about artificial intelligence and computers, and watch what we can do with these drones. This is from the Department of Defense. Check it out.
In October 2016, the DoD successfully demonstrated one of the world's largest micro-drone swarms at China Lake, California. The test considered 103 Perdix drones launched from three FA-18 Super Hornets.
Look at them coming out from the belly of the Hornet.
Specifications include 2.6-inch propellers, 6.5-inch body, 11.8-inch wingspan.
And 10 ounces.
And weighs 10 ounces, wow. The micro drones demonstrate an advanced swarm behavior such as collective decision-making, adaptive formation, flying, and self-healing.
Self-healing.
The drones are capable of conducting low-altitude intel missions, and work is being done on new design, which will include more advanced autonomy.
So the future of technology you're looking at right here, what you're seeing, oh my goodness, and this is, you know, when you hear Elon Musk talk about, you know, artificial intelligence and what it can do, that's 2016.
Which, when you think about this, if this is used maybe in war and other countries, okay. But if these drones are used on American citizens, you're looking at your Fourth Amendment right to privacy.
Well, Rick Wiles is reporting that in the future, we won't be able to see the skyline. We won't be able to see the sky anymore because it's going to be filled with so many different drones doing different things.
That is amazing.
Because you think about it, they have the driverless cars, which Elon's going to be talking about. Well,
Amazon's working on a drone now to be able to deliver packages.
Well, that's what's going to happen. It'll be done through the air. It won't be done through going down a highway somewhere necessarily. It could be literally a train of drones. But they looks like, when you think about what God's word says prophetically, it says it looked like locusts with a men's head on it. Well, think how small that is, 10 ounces, looking like a locust.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a swarm of those coming after you because you're a Christian, you know,
that's right.
And you're saying, I won't bow to the system. And all of a sudden, you know, a Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, it's weird. I walked in the backyard one day,
I
looked up, and I saw this drone going back and forth. I said, wait a minute.
You saw my drone.
Was that yours?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What do you do with that? Some people have shot it down, but actually, FCC has protection over that. So you cannot even take that down. If you did that, you're actually shooting an aircraft down.
Wow.
So you can't even protect yourself from that particular thing. And so it's crazy what's going on right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.